Can I admit something right here, right now?
Sure.
I'm addicted to Micromodal.
Don't do it. Don't get an erection. Don't get an erection. So anyway, OJ's dead.
Yeah, OJ, another one in hell, huh?
Tell 'em, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell 'em, Steve Dave. I look around the table and who do I see? I see Walt Flanagan.
I'm here.
He's here. I see BQ.
Hello, hello.
BQ's here. See, get him, but, you know.
Still.
You know.
Still on.
Right.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm glad you brought up King Kong because I have some daddy-daughter time this weekend.
Okay.
Coming up. Mary Beth is going to a baby shower in Ohio.
Okay.
So I got a couple days wife-free.
Okay.
Just me, man, on the loose with the kid.
Well, so not just you.
Not just me.
How many days?
Till Monday.
How are you going to see Ace Frehley?
I'm going to drop her off at her mom's house. Okay. Yeah. Don't worry.
Okay.
You're going to stop me from rocking.
I thought maybe Sage was coming to see Ace Frehley.
I don't know. Paint her face up and stuff. I mean, she could. I could bring her.
Where's Frehley playing?
I don't even know.
Playing up in somewhere around Rahway, I think.
Oh, yeah, not too far.
Somewhere. Yeah, it's not too far, like 45 minutes from here. Not too bad. But now I hear you guys talking, and I have a decision to make because I was going to take her to the movies, and I couldn't decide between King Kong or versus Godzilla or Ghostbusters.
Well, we started talking before about – I asked Walter before we started recording, so it wasn't that much of a conversation yet, if you had seen the new King Kong. You have?
I have.
You got the same look on your face that I had on my face.
It was something. Something else.
Any positives you could discuss?
Kiss.
You like Kiss?
It's been a long time coming to combine Godzilla, King Kong, kaijus with Kiss.
Sure.
And – I'll just leave it at that. That was the high point. And I had to see it twice.
Why?
Within like a couple days because my brother-in-law, who I had no idea was a gigantic Kiss fan. I mean, I'm sorry, Godzilla fan, texted my wife and was like, would Walter want to go see Godzilla with me? I'm kind of sad. Because I really don't ever talk to the guy. I mean, it's been so long since
he needs a friend.
Wait, older brother or younger brother?
Her older brother.
Older brother. Oh, okay.
So I had no idea he even liked Kiss. He lives kind of far away. I keep saying Kiss, but
Kiss on the brain, man.
Yeah. And so I was like, I just saw it, but I'll go again if he really wants to go. And like he was like, all right, I'm coming down tonight.
Oh my God.
So I was like, all right. Well, so I had to go see it twice. And second time around, yeah, I thought maybe I'd missed something, but
no.
No.
I didn't mind every moment that they were fighting, you know, the fighting was fun.
It is fun, but at a certain point, do you need to see the aftermath of such destruction? Wouldn't it be interesting? Is it like, it's so mindless and pointless and there are no ramifications to,
there's no blood at all.
Just to destroying cities. Yeah. Everybody's just kind of like, yay, Godzilla! Yeah. Yay, King Kong! And then they're like literally decades, you know, before the life will be back to normal for anybody
Every city
and every aspect because like, and all the mourning that'll have to go on and all the funerals and it's just nuts how
it's kind of crazy.
Like it's become literally a gigantic cartoon.
Yeah, and then it's just like why. Also, how many monster titans they call them? How many are there?
A lot.
And why do they only care about King Kong versus Godzilla? Like the woman was like, everything will be okay. Godzilla and King, as long as they don't see each other, everything's going to be fine. But then it cuts to like Godzilla fighting a giant crab and destroying a city, Rome. And I'm like, why the fuck do they not care about the giant crab? How is this fine?
Yeah, because I think the giant crab is such a lightweight compared to Godzilla. They realize the damage will be minimal. And the
destroyed
fight,
the Vatican, man.
Like some would say that's minimal. Yeah. But there's like King Kong versus Godzilla is going to take days.
Okay.
And that could destroy like continent.
Sure.
Where Godzilla fighting that crab is like, okay, it took him 10 seconds.
Still, they have no interest in the crab, though. You can tell me zero interest in the crab? They don't even name the crab.
It's a crustacean.
Yeah, oh, he doesn't even like, have a name?
No. There was a crab in the original kaiju universe, Ibra.
Ibra?
So I thought there was a nod to to an old kaiju from the 60s.
Are all these monsters recently awakened or something? Is that why?
Yeah, they keep getting awakened by an SOS being sent from Hollow Earth by a lost tribe.
I see.
Dude, it's so crazy. Like she goes up to this conspiracy theorist, knocks on his door, and she's like, I need you to look at this graph and tell me what this is. And he's like, within 2 minutes, he's like, it's an SOS from Hollow Earth. And then they go to Hollow Earth, but they don't go to Hollow Earth. They were going there already. So it's like, why did they bother including this character? Why did they bring him? Like, they were going. Like, no information he provided was helpful to them whatsoever. And they brought him to Hollow Earth. By the way, Hollow Earth has a sub-Hollow Earth? That was my favorite part. Like, it's like they're in Hollow Earth, and then it's like the basement of Hollow. Like, he breaks through the ground, and it says subterranean lair on Hollow Earth. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man.
But Q is leaving out an important aspect of that character, though. That conspiracy theorist is also a podcaster.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So I
it's the crab. You're telling me that's not interesting?
Oh my God. This is the crab attacking?
Yeah.
That should get – well, I guess on a lighter news day, you're right. Yeah, like if it was just Godzilla and King Kong.
But look at this shit.
I wondered out loud to get him. I said, why on earth aren't scientists knocking at the general store and asking us to look at important – graphs and diagrams.
Because he's a podcaster.
We're podcasters. We're real podcasters. That guy's just an actor.
Yeah.
Few have been in the game as long as us. Yeah, we have not had one guy come to the door. You're right.
Oh, that's pretty funny, man.
Oh, yeah. And now like Godzilla can jump, and he's like,
oh God,
he looks ninja-like.
He moves, yeah, like yeah. He doesn't weigh.
Yes.
A billion tons.
No, he runs. He sprints. Oh, he sprints.
Crap.
Yeah, you know, I like the fights. But to me, I'm just like, just do 2 hours of fights. Like, we don't need the human stuff at all.
But then it's just wrestling, though.
I happen to like wrestling.
I know you like wrestling. Yeah, but.
If you're going to make this type of movie, like Godzilla Minus One is so great, I don't agree with it in that. But who the fuck cares about the mommy-daughter relationship in this?
I couldn't find anybody that cared about the mommy-daughter relationship, and I asked around.
Took a poll outside
as
afterwards.
People were leaving the theater. I was like, did you Exit care poll. About that mommy-daughter thing?
There's subplot? Two comedic sidekicks. Like, not one, two.
Two.
So they're always, like, out-whacking each other. And, like, when you're introduced to them, like, oh, man, he hits play on the fucking – of course, it's a tape deck. Puts the tape and hits play. Whatever song starts. That wasn't Kiss at first, was it? Like, Kiss was when he was floating.
No, Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone.
Golden Earring.
Golden Earring.
And yeah. He's like, all right, I'm a Kong. He's Australian for some reason. All right, it's Kong. I'm his dentist. He's got a bad tooth. So he hits play in the rock and roll song, right? He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, that's cargo shorts. He's wacky.
Yeah. And he's like, all right, we're going to get this tooth out. And he goes down. He's singing while he's fucking ziplining to Godzilla's, King Kong's mouth. Fucking. Puts a cable around the tooth. Oh, yeah, this bad boy needs to come out. And they fucking pull the tooth the entire time. He's rocking. And he's just like, oh, my God. And then every time the guy does anything in the movie, he hits play on a song. That's him. There he is, changing the fucking.
Oh, that's him. Oh, okay.
It's like Ace Ventura is a fucking.
Yeah. The rock and roll dentist.
Yeah. Thumbs up.
So at a certain point, Kong gets frostbitten, his hand. Becomes, I guess, damaged.
And well, Godzilla has a brother.
Yeah, well, I don't know why you're thinking that there's another Titan that's somehow blood to Godzilla.
Well, they said that ice one watched the underground, didn't they? I thought that maybe I missed a subtle thing, but I thought like Godzilla watched the top Earth and mm-hmm. that thing. So I just assumed they were. And they look kind of this, you know what I mean? Like their designs were kind of. I just want them to have a brother, man. Like,
but So there's a robotic exoskeleton hand.
Project Powerhouse.
That's down in the Hollow Earth that they can go get. Aussie vet goes and gets the hand, and while he's getting the hand put on, like on Kong, I Was Made for Loving You kicks in. And I'm like, yeah.
And you didn't know this?
I'm fucking stand up and I'm fucking banging my head. But I'm like, then I'm like, this is not really appropriate for the scene that's going on. I kind of go, I want to overlook it, but yet I still can't. I'm like, why Kiss? Why I Was Made for Loving You? And why in this particular scene?
It makes no sense. This Godzilla, that's the creature I believe to be Godzilla's brother.
With this other ape guy riding
it's the
him?
Evil ape.
And they have completely, utterly made these creatures that are supposed to be gigantic, completely remove that feeling of that they're gigantic now. Now they're
all so
there's
big.
No scale.
Yeah, there's no scale. There's no scale. Oh, what you just saw there, Brian, he had a prototype handmade Project Powerhouse and they stored it. That's the only prototype in the world. And for some reason, it has medication that cures frostbite.
Yeah.
Okay. That's handy.
We don't know how long the glove has been down there in storage, but the medicine still works. Everything still works.
Oh, I like that. Who's that black guy?
That's the podcaster.
I like that dude, actually.
Oh, yeah. Listen.
I've seen him in other stuff.
Yeah, you can't hold any of the actors responsible. But the movie doesn't care about them. So it's like, you don't care about him. That's what I'm saying. Like, just let me see the fights.
So this movie's been made 1,000 times then. The wacky hijinks of the crew and like the oddball. Because I know you don't like that. The oddball crew put together.
Yeah.
That somehow make it work.
Yeah, that's all this.
The have-nots and the people, the cast-offs, and they can't get any job done.
They can't get
together.
That.
Yeah, they can get any job done.
In this case, like when they go to Hollow Earth facility, where you're assuming that they're giving it the best and the bright. I mean, it's the Hollow Earth laboratory. Like, right. It's got to be the most fucking prized job in science. Mm-hmm. And there's a guy there with long hair and a fucking bucket cap hitting golf balls into cups. And another guy's like, pretty quiet down here in Kongland today. And a woman's like, every day's quiet down here. And you're like, you guys are in uncharted territory. Like, don't you care? Like,
come on. I think in the real world, we could see instances where that exists, though. The wacky, fucking carefree scientists, that let out fucking COVID fucking onto the world.
Wearing a Hawaiian shirt, listening to tapes. Bucket hat.
Rocking out to I Was Made for Loving You while fucking a deadly germ fucking walks out the front door.
Oh, there he is. Did I lie?
Oh, yeah, there he is. He's putting.
Yeah. COVID, a diseased bat just flies out an open door behind him.
What was that? I don't know.
I don't know. Turn it up, man. Dude, where'd you get that shirt? Yeah, that's it. That's area, uncharted area detected. Like, it's just, it's so funny.
I had such low expectations. I wasn't annoyed. I wasn't angry. I was just like, I knew it. So you have to go into it like that, or else you could be devastated.
So you knew going in the second time.
The second time.
You're like, I've got nothing to look forward to.
It was a chore to keep my eyes open.
Yeah.
I was falling asleep, and I know he looked over at me at one point, and I looked over and I was like, oh shit, does he see me falling asleep? Right. Because I don't want to fall asleep, because then he might, I don't want to tell him that I had seen it already.
Right, right.
I thought that was kind of rude, so I just pretended I hadn't seen it yet. Yeah. And he's asking me questions about it, and I don't want to give answers that.
You're giving answers to shit that you haven't seen yet.
Yeah, so I had to be cognizant.
You got to pretend to be shocked and surprised. Oh,
a giant crab.
Is that Godzilla's brother? Yeah, pretty bad, though. Pretty bad.
Okay, so Godzilla now has a power glove.
Yeah.
No, King Kong does.
King Kong, rather.
I will say I didn't hate Baby Kong as much as I thought I was going to hate him. He was a little piece of shit.
I don't know if he was a baby. That's what I think. I was arguing, that he was just a dwarf.
No, I got that he was.
I don't think he was a child.
He was the guy with the whip, the Scargiver's kid.
You know what? I don't know.
I'm obsessed with family relations.
I didn't see any female apes anywhere.
Sure, they had that shot of them holding the babies.
You saw some tatas?
You saw monkey tits, yeah, for sure. Oh, that's really? That's why I'm going a second time.
I didn't see any tatas. I thought that was maybe a possibly like a runt.
I got – look, I might be reading into a lot, but I got that he's one of Scargiver's kids and he's annoying because he is a fucking annoying little thing. That's why when he saw him, he was like, get this fucking piece of shit away from me.
So all the apes that were put – all the slave apes who are mining or moving rocks or
– yeah.
Or what? I don't know what
they were
doing.
We don't know what they were
doing.
There
were slave apes in here, but –
they weren't looking for anything.
You think they were all offspring of Scar, the Scar King?
I would argue that every monkey in that cave took it from Scar King at some point.
So they're all fucking inbred.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the Whitaker family of apes.
Yeah.
But got much darker.
They're in a fucking pit, man, moving rocks around. How much darker could it get?
Those are the – oh, and he's – that's the Taskmaster?
No, there's – yeah, he's like the
– the guy with the scars on his chest?
No, you haven't met Scar. That's King Kong.
That little guy?
No, that guy right there. That's King Kong. But you haven't seen the main bad guy yet. He's sitting on a throne in a lake of lava, Brian. You'll see him. Yeah.
I think Sage might like this though.
Yeah. There's
a lot of bright colors.
Yeah.
A lot of kids saving the saving the world again, you know. And somehow it's crazy that a Mothra in 2024 looks horrible compared to Mothra in 1960.
Dude, I swear to you, I had the same thought. I was like, they should have done something different with this. I thought the same thing. I was like, it just looks like a video game, like a shitty video game.
Yeah, Mothra, the design for the new Mothra was terrible. Like, just make it a fucking, whatever that thing was, a giant bug.
Yeah.
You know, don't give it, try to make it like have humanoid, characteristics.
I know. And.
Make it a moth. That's what it was.
She's wiser than everyone. She stops the boys from fighting. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful moment when she gets through to King Kong and Godzilla.
Yeah, how does King Kong know sign language? I see her doing some sign language.
Well, no, that was set up in the earlier movies with the little girls.
Is that the same girl?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Mothra communicates, can speak Godzilla and can speak King Kong.
Mothra can?
Yeah. So she kind of tells them to calm down and work together. Gotcha. And then, but King Kong, I actually thought was the best character in the entire. He was the only real character. Like, he was the best character in the movie. Like, he doesn't have any dialogue, but you kind of get what he's up to and like what his wants are. You know, he had an arc of some sort.
Did you see that very poignant message though in the movie? I'm sure you couldn't have missed it. Where
what?
The podcaster is kind of recording everything so he could take it back to the real world and prove. Yeah. That he's not a fake and that there is a hollow earth and his tribe down there. And then the Aussie vet is like, mate, if you post this though, all these people, everybody will come and these people will be
because they're just going to take a flight to hollow earth.
I was just like, how do people are going to get to hollow earth to corrupt this hidden tribe, that lost tribe that no one knows exists? It was such a fucking empty, hollow fucking message that they were trying to hammer home.
I did notice that. But did you notice the real weird thing in that they never went back to it? They never mentioned whether he released the footage or not. Like, they set up this entire growth character arc for the guy, and then they never mentioned it again. So we don't know if he posted the footage or not. Oh, dude, they get into that chamber, that fucking chamber, and she's looking at the wall, and she speaks perfect whatever tribe is. Mm-hmm. And it's like 5 minutes of exposition city. We're like, and then giant moth came down and fought this and lit this up. Then this monkey called the Scargiver come and ruled through pain. She's going, you're like, what is it?
I got to say that the parts that get him is hitting, it's like it's all the – it does seem like there's a lot of action in it.
Oh, that's all it is.
Yeah.
It's nonstop – video game level graphics.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be engaging. It might be, you know, something that she like, you know, captivates her.
Yeah.
Right.
I think you'll be like, don't bring a gun because you'll use it on yourself.
I'm sorry, Sage. This movie sucks.
Daddy, go bye-bye. Look, man, I had fun. It wasn't as torturous for me because I had fun watching the fights.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I can understand. completely understand other people not having that reaction. But it is a god, like, it is like.
But I heard it did fucking boffo.
Gangbusters, dude.
Because I called it before we walked in. I said, there's no way this is the last MonsterVerse movie. They're not making another one.
Oh, they are.
I think I was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, Monarch was a big hit for Apple TV. So, you know, people love this stuff, man.
Yeah, I mean.
But is it discouraging that, like, people are loving the stuff that you're like, this is shit? Yeah.
No.
Because then it won't press the filmmakers to make better stuff.
No. You know, at this stage of my life, I can't pin all my hopes on the human race any longer.
No?
No. They've come up short so many times.
I didn't know that you ever did.
this is just another example in an endless.
It's going to be on your tombstone. I'm disappointed.
I mean, they've let me down. All humankind has always let me down, so I'm not surprised that they came out in droves to see this.
We went. They're not the problem. We're the problem. We went.
Yeah.
We all went.
Yeah, I stayed home.
Not yet.
I didn't go. Yeah, I know, really.
Oh, yeah. Like, there he goes. Yeah. And then.
Some beautiful.
What?
Some beautiful, like. Efforts, though, like you see, they're going like there's nothing off the table that they won't try.
That I admire, and it seems like they're having fun making the movie because they're getting all sorts of weird ideas out and stuff like that. Like they're like zero gravity fight between Godzilla and King Kong, sure, and they're like and they make it happen. So it's like I do admire that part of it where it's like they're making
everything's on the table, which is cool, but I don't know. I get it. They're not made for me anymore. Just like. A lot of things isn't.
Who
made
are they
for
made
me.
For, though? Oh, nothing's made for us anymore, really.
Yeah, but. I don't think they are, and you have to accept that generation? And not resent it too. And you have that's where you have to like if you start to resent it, yeah, then you it's on you then. So I don't resent it any longer. I kind of just
well, it does no good. I mean, to sit there and huff and puff about it. Yeah,
I accept it and with a smile and I just go maybe next time.
Yeah.
Maybe next time.
And
then you got minus zero, was it?
Minus, yeah.
Which is excellent, beyond excellent.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
So. Unexpected, too, though. I didn't expect it to be that good.
There's good stuff out there, I find.
This definitely looks video gamey, though, like as we watch it on the screen.
Yeah, it
definitely has that quality.
Do you
about
think
it.
That they were like, before this movie was made, they're like, Marvel has that fucking glove? Marvel's got that glove. The kids love the glove. Yeah. They love the fucking yellow glove with the colorful rocks.
Get me an Infinity Gauntlet. Yeah, probably.
Kong needs a glove.
Yeah, I mean the whole connected universe thing, the whole new baddie every movie. Yeah,
you're right. I think we brought this up on Comic Book Men with the Marvel movies where it's like the amount of damage that the buildings take, like how long and how expensive.
Look at what's going on.
This is real, right? They're just tearing out.
Yeah. Literally, like a whole nation, well, a whole city in a nation is.
At the very least, an entire city, yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of casualties.
Yeah.
Maybe millions of injured.
I don't know if the city could ever recover from the fight that we're watching right now. I'm dead serious. Like, what are you even rebuilding? There's like nothing
a hurricane comes through and you're fucked for years.
Years. This shit. And then Godzilla's – he's eating nuclear power plants at one point. The exposition is so funny because, like, you'll tell that they think the audience is so stupid. So they'll have it like – they'll show something. You'll hear like a obviously recorded later – piece of dialogue being like he's eating all the energy. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. It's so funny. They just explain.
Like you know the studio notes when you hear.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I don't really understand here. That's what they say. Like the studio execs are so dumb. That's why they're good at their job because like they'll ask the questions that a normal person
fuck
of average.
Yeah. Fuck the suits.
Fuck the suits.
Fuck them all.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Popeye!
All those dumb suits making all that fucking big fat cash.
I know.
They're so dumb in their high rises and their penthouses.
Careers.
And their fucking.
Fucking idiots.
Million, all their sports cars and fucking nice clothes and beach houses.
Fuck them.
Wow.
Stupid.
Guys had that list at the ready. Yeah, I'm going with Godzilla's brother for sure.
Yeah.
But when you see, let me know what you think.
All right. Yeah, maybe I'll see both this weekend. We'll go Saturday and Sunday. Ghostbusters 1.
I would be worried about you like going into like some sort of fucking coma of boredom and just not being able to revive yourself after going to see this back to back.
Sage, can you drive home?
Dada's sick.
Sleepy and
what's
sick.
What's wrong, Dada? Watched Kong and Ghostbusters back to back.
Did you ever try that? She's like, yeah, I just did it.
It is good how King Kong does care about hurting people and Godzilla does not give a fuck. Like, they at least show King Kong looking at people being like, oh no. Like, Godzilla's like, I don't give a fuck. I'll kill everybody. I kind of admire that.
Yeah. I mean, when you're searching, though, Q.
I'm just pointing out the things I like. You know?
Okay. All right.
You know, I like Godzilla's family. This is great.
You know what? I will say, I've seen worse. I've seen worse.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure.
I've seen worse.
I mean, it's just so gleefully dumb that you can't. Yeah. Really even get too mad.
It should have been released in the summer, I guess, right? Like a popcorn blockbuster type thing?
I think it did
really
well. Yeah? I think its release date was perfectly timed.
Mm. There he is. He's fucking pissed.
So anyway, OJ's dead.
Yeah, OJ, another one in hell, huh?
Yeah, you think people are celebrating it?
Does anybody care that? Yeah, I mean, certainly people are celebrating it. I got two families I could think of.
Two, yeah.
Yeah, that are celebrating today. But I wonder if he still angers people like he used to.
I don't know. I mean, I think at first when he got out of prison and he's like out on the golf course and he's like, hello, Twitter world, you know, like on Twitter all the time with his bullshit, I think it probably annoyed some people. But eventually you just got to just be like, look, it's what are you going to do? He was found not guilty.
He got away with it.
He got away with it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, some would say karmatically with the when he got put in jail for the – what's the memorabilia, the memorabilia stuff.
When he stormed a hotel room that had his
memorabilia Heisman and his Heisman and all that. Stuff. Yeah.
Do you think in his – you know, as the clock was ticking down, he knew it was coming?
Yeah.
Do you think he worried like about –
I don't see how you can't.
Like, what is that? What has that got to feel like?
Oh, no, Twitter world.
What does that got to feel like when you know you're going to meet your maker and you don't know what's in store for you?
Yeah.
That's and the only reason you're apologetic is because you're scared.
Yep.
Well, you know, that's the thing about religion. You get forgiveness if you ask for it. If he had come out 2 days before he died and was like,
yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that get out of jail card exists, and I cry foul on that one.
Well,
act like a fucking monster your entire life, but in the last 2 days, you know,
there's something to be said for that.
You legitimately cry hard enough.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, man. I'd be like, if I was God, I'd be like, cry harder.
Yeah, fuck in hell. Off.
Yeah, like Old Testament God.
Yeah,
he's not just gonna be.
Because I'm sorry, that seems fucking horrible hypocrisy to be like to the people who fucking walk the straight and narrow.
Yeah, but I mean,
life.
Isn't it the notion being that God loves us as much as you love your children and he can never really turn his back and he's always hoping for you to come back to him?
Yeah.
You know?
You bring up those points, you know, yeah, I've heard that too. It's I guess, but
yeah, some kids are harder than others. That's all. But he didn't, you know, if he had
Do you think he went and got
no,
and tried or do you think he remained like staunch to the end? I'm not
he's like, I tricked everybody else. I can trick God.
That would be the height of arrogance. I think most of those people on that jury wanted to write a book.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think if he was really making a play for forgiveness and he came clean, He's like, before I die, I want to give peace to the families. And I did do it. Yeah. And I apologize for it.
That picture of get him just threw up there of Johnny Cochran, the lawyer.
Yeah.
He passed away years before OJ did.
Uh-huh.
You're a lawyer. You get off somebody who definitely murdered somebody, and you know it.
Yeah.
You know it. You know it to your core. You know it.
Yeah.
And you're on your deathbed.
I think the lawyer, I don't agree with.
I think he's going to be able to pull a contract up from the fucking bar, and man's law is going to hold fucking sway at the pearly gates. He's like, oh, I was just doing my job, boss.
Yeah.
Not my fault.
I think he would have a leg to stand on. Yeah. I think he would.
Whoa, really?
Because he's not involved in the judgment of God. He's involved in the judgment of man, and that has to follow certain rules.
Like what he did was defend him to the best of his ability, even knowing that he did it.
At the expense of hurting others, tarring innocents.
Well, the cops should have done a better job. Like they can't do sloppy work like that and throw someone. Look, I think the guy did it and the guy should have been in jail. It's just to be very clear. Like, I'm not sticking up for the guy. He's definitely burning in hell. But I just have to respect the process of law because like, –
yeah, but do you think that really matters though? When you do – like some of these lawyers will victimize the victims and do anything,
sure.
anything to get their client off. And if they know
– yeah.
And there's fucking no way – wait, no ifs, ands, or buts in my opinion. Cochran knew that OJ was guilty.
Sure, I agree.
And he still did it because
– well, he said Robert Kardashian also knew that he did it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but
– I don't know.
But if you let them slide on the big ones, that just triggers – that sets precedent. That trickles down to the little ones, the little
Who
cases.
Lets them slide?
If Johnny Cochran doesn't do everything he can to uphold – OJ's rights under the law, and he kind of just ignores some things and lets some things slide because he knows he did it, then that attitude, like if you can do that for OJ, that's going to drip down. Then there's precedent for cops being able to do things.
Well, all he has to do is just say, yeah, I'm not taking this case. It's fucking
sure.
– it's abhorrent to me.
I disagree, but I think –
And if you do take the case, I wonder if there's a penalty to pay for this.
I don't know. Someone's got to take the case.
Right. But let that someone, if they know in their hearts, though, that they're getting a murderer off and or they're getting somebody off who's, who they know probably did the crime that they're defending them of.
Yes.
Yeah. I find it hard to accept that they won't pay a price for that at some point. So karma is
maybe.
Going to come down, I would think, on them hard.
Possible. I mean, sure. What the fuck do I know? But I just think that like upholding the rule of law is pretty important.
It is, but as a human being, when you knowingly put somebody on the stand and try to twist it and make them the the guilty
right.
person, or and they're the victim.
Well, that's a big thing in like sex assault cases. Like, and turn that shit on.
Yeah, and you turn that shit around, and you do anything. Everything's on the table.
Right. No, that's a piece of shit.
And I wonder if they're like, if there's some sort of price to pay for that.
That hopefully. I would probably agree with. I think there's an honorable way to do what he did to defend OJ.
Right.
Because you might lose a case. There's an honorable way to do it. But if he didn't do it that way, and I don't even remember anything about the case, then
the glove doesn't
the glove.
Fit.
Yeah.
You must have quit.
Did that shit really work? Did that? Yeah.
It's like you got
one of the most memorable things. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess like he's, you know, if he pulled scumbag tactics, he has to answer for that. But I don't think he has to answer for defending OJ.
Caitlyn Jenner was one of the first to react.
What'd she say?
She tweeted, "Good riddance, hashtag OJ Simpson."
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Is anybody going to be sad that that piece of shit's dead?
No. It says here that the internet is generally unified in saying go straight to hell.
Right. Right.
So, I don't know. OJ, hardly knew you.
He's in a theater watching Godzilla X Kong.
Over and over and over
again. In hell.
All right, boys, let's see. I got a couple things to talk to you about.
All right.
One is boners, of course.
Boners.
When aren't we talking about boners? Because this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the day when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Because listen up, we're talking about BlueChew.com. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but is in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. And here's the process. It's very simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part, it's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. None of that shit comes right to you. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. And let me tell you, it works. And even if you're an older guy and you're like, I don't need that shit. Trust me. Try it. And then you'll see. It'll kick back to when you're 18 and you used to get those rock-hard boners that girls loved instead of your semi that you're jamming in between your wife's private parts. It's sickening. It sickens her. It sickens all of us. So, yeah. When you see the postman and your package has arrived, your package has arrived. And Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for the listeners. Try Blue Chew free. So I was talking about earlier, free when you use the promo code TESD at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code TESD to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and more important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Now this one, I was shocked that I got a note.
What do you mean?
That we needed to be more personalized about MeUndies. We had to give a personal endorsement.
Okay.
I was like, what have we been doing if not given a personal endorsement for the past 10 years? I don't wear anything else. We've said it countless times. They say underwear drawers are like the Wild West of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. Yeah. You got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands, 5 different fits. No. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now that you've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, other pairs have got to go because MeUndies is all you're going to reach for. It tells me here to say I'm hooked. I think I am.
I
have experience with being hooked on things.
Right.
I think I'm hooked on MeUndies. I got to go to MeUndies rehab.
Are you wearing boxers or are you wearing the tidy whities?
I got the boxers on right now.
Yeah.
They sent a couple different kinds.
Can I admit something right here, right now?
Sure.
I'm addicted to Micromodal.
Mm. I never thought I'd see the day when Walt Flanagan was addicted to something that he couldn't fight it off.
Can't stop copping a feel of myself wearing MeUndies.
That's as personal as it gets right there. Yeah.
Well, they're asking us why. Why compared to other underwear? And that's the thing. It's the prints. Nobody really sees my underwear, so I don't care about the prints as much, but it's the comfort.
Yeah. The ball snuggling.
Yeah, the ball snuggling. Oh, it's awesome.
I've only worn boxers since I was 13. I wonder if I'm missing out.
With the tidy whities? The tighter like boxer briefs?
I don't know. I wonder if I should explore other options.
Give it a try.
I would.
The worst that's going to happen is you're going to send them back and MeUndies is going to say, hey, they're on us. Don't even worry about it.
I guess I got to buy these because I never get them sent to me.
We'll get you.
We can do that.
We'll get you hooked up. Don't worry. Style for everyone, from black classics to fun expressive prints. MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They have versatile loungewear, unmatched comfort, the responsibly sourced that Micromodal won't love so much. And the problem-free philosophy I was talking about, Q?
Yeah.
Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies.
Oof.
So get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TESD. That's MeUndies.com/TESD for 20% off. Plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the inside out. Oh, sorry. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Love them. God damn it.
Who doesn't?
Don't say we don't. It's annoying.
Stop annoying us.
Yeah, really. Fucking love that shit. I was talking about something gay earlier, Q. It sparked my memory. I don't know if you saw this footage and you can – Sometimes I'm like, damn, I wish we had a video pod because we could just go right to the video and show it, and then you would know what the fuck I'm talking about. But there was a Madonna concert.
Okay.
From what I could understand, from what I could see, maybe get him can find it. Ricky Martin is on it with her.
Okay.
He's on stage with her. And they have these high top seats and these cards with like numbers like 1 through 10 where they're like judging stuff.
Yeah.
I guess they're judging these dancers that come out, and these dancers that are like, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to make the leap, and I'm going to say these two guys were gay.
Okay.
They did not look straight to me.
She's still doing the Vogue thing. She's
still doing all that Vogue stuff. Yeah, like they're crazy, like bald with like leather and bondage and all that stuff. And they come out and they're giving Ricky Martin basically a lap dance on stage in front of like thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
Okay.
And at a certain point, Ricky Martin got an erection. Well, unmistakable.
All right.
I say.
Well, what'd you think was going to happen?
I say that's a testament, because it's not like he's a young guy. It's not like he's 20 years old.
He's got that blue chew?
I think he might have the blue chew. Because could you, in front of a stadium, on stage? Front of people, if some hot girl, you're sitting on stage with Madonna and so a couple hot girls come out, they're giving you a lap dance and stuff. Could you rise to the occasion in front of all those people?
I think I'd be more prone to, because I would be telling myself, don't get an erection, don't get an erection. As soon as you start saying, don't get an erection, guess what happens?
Is that the trick? Oh, my God. I got to bring that back to the bedroom.
That's what happens. Like you say, if you almost manifest it because you don't want it to happen, you're like, okay, whatever happens, do not get aroused right here. This would be bad if I got aroused right here in front of everybody. Then next thing you know, you almost made it
happen.
Holy
shit. Well, no wonder why he got an erection. They're literally fucking on him.
Yeah, it's a couple of dudes in thongs. Look, he's got like the – he's all excited. He's got a boner.
Oh, he's got a boner.
Yeah, and then they come back.
But you know what though? I am so suspicious of everything lately. I'm like,
right.
Ricky Martin could be like, I need some fucking PR, man. Yeah. I need to get my name back in the news.
And not in the way he was.
And not
before.
In the way. I don't want to go George Michael route and get arrested. What if I just fucking put a fake fucking dong in my pants on stage? TMZ sure to pick that up. I still look virile.
Yeah.
My name's still in the fucking
great.
News.
Yeah.
You know, a win-win for Ricky.
I would not put that out of the fucking realm of possibility at all, but I've heard weirder things.
I mean, like, how else does he get his name fucking trending again after all these years?
Yeah.
And the last time it trended was like, I think it was like a nephew of his or some relative of his was accusing him of molesting him. And then it sort of like just dropped off.
This is much better fucking.
Yeah.
Getting a boner in front of a crowd. Yeah. I'd rather get that too than the accusation of molesting my nephew.
Yeah. Didn't the nephew like retract it or something?
I think so.
Yeah. It like came out that he was just lying.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
I thought he was still majorly successful in like Latin countries.
It could be, yeah. I mean,
what do we know, right?
Yeah, we're so ignorant. If it's not in America, it doesn't fucking exist, or it doesn't.
And if it's not nailing our age bracket, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, we got a lot of blinders in TSD town.
That's why we're so happy, man. Yeah, wow.
Yeah,
you got an erection.
Good yeah, got him. A boner in front of everybody. But I hadn't considered that though, Walt. I hadn't considered the anti, like, don't do it, don't get an erection, don't get an erection. And then that actually.
Right.
Yeah.
I usually think about that like if I'm going home and I have to go to the bathroom, like as I get to be an older man, my bladder gets weaker and weaker. And I'm like, don't piss your pants. So far, so good. But I can't say it's going to last forever.
Yeah. Oh, please don't let that day come.
Yeah. We were like rushing to the doctor told me, this is so weird. The doctor, the urologist told me, because I said, you know, like you got to shake at the end. And the older you get, the more this like valve widens. So you got to shake more and more. Mm. And you don't want to walk around with piss in your pants. No. Stale piss, you know, like even a couple drops, eventually it's going to accumulate. And somebody's going to be like, are you the one that smells like piss?
Yeah. Good luck getting someone to go down there.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Reeking like piss all the time.
Yeah. So he said that you can take this pill that will prevent that.
Okay.
So no more leakage. But it does something that when you come – nothing comes out. You still have the experience. You still have the orgasm. You still have all the sensation and feelings.
But that's half the fun.
Nothing comes out. I agree. And that's what he said. He goes. I know what it sounds like. A lot of guys are just like, no, it's too out there for me. I can't take it.
Yeah, it's how do you know you're there's a point of pride now. Yeah. How things go and
shooting ropes.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's a job well done. Here's your reward. Yeah. I can't take that away.
Yeah. Girl needs a reward.
Hey, man. She's doing all that work
for nothing. Yeah.
For a dry cough? That don't seem right.
But think about the, you know, the ease and the cleanup. It's like you can get right to dinner and a movie, and you don't even have to do anything. You're just like, it's okay. We're
– yeah.
Like in the car, it's like, you know, there's nothing to worry about. Like you got a new sofa, you don't have to worry about it.
I guess, but then it also takes away the hot towel.
What's the hot towel?
Where she runs off, gets a towel, puts on the hot water, and brings it back to you to clean up.
Oh.
That's nice.
There's no such thing as a hot towel?
Yeah.
you guys don't go for the hot towel treatment?
No. She always just jumps right in the shower and ignores me.
Oh, ask for the hot towel treatment.
I need to get clean. I need to get clean.
She's on the sitting in the shower, yeah, crying.
Just crying.
No, ask for the request a hot towel cleanup, man. It's –
I was going to say next time I'll be like, no hot towel.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's how you know the good ones. I always thought, but yeah. I guess I'm wrong. What are you going to do?
Hot towel.
Hot towel.
I'm going to have to suggest it and be pissed that retroactively.
It's an easy thing, man.
Oh, it's simple.
It's very loving. You know?
Where's my hot towel?
It's going to spin out. You're going to be sitting in Godzilla Just thinking about the fucking hot towel.
Oh, I was thinking about it. Would you tell people, like if you were OJ, would you tell people if you had cancer? Like, would you tell your friends? Because I was thinking about that the other day. Like, if I got sick and I had – because I had to go to the dermatologist because I had this little thing on my nose. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm probably going to have nose cancer. I'm going to have it removed, you know, whole fucking thing. But I was like, if I did get regular cancer, like who would I tell?
Right.
You know? Because you don't want people looking at you that way, you know, like, oh, there goes a sick man.
Yeah. Or you just tell everybody and milk that train
and really
for
all bask in all the attention and glory.
Very brave. He's fighting cancer.
Yeah, well, look at him go. Like, why isn't he skinnier?
Who did that? Who died of cancer? Pee Wee Herman, right? Didn't he have cancer? Pee-wee, didn't tell anyone? Mm-hmm. And Norm MacDonald.
Norm didn't tell anyone either.
Norm didn't tell anyone. It's kind of a cool way to go, you know?
Well, no. I disagree with that. I don't think dying from cancer ever
is cool.
No,
that's not what I mean. But I mean like that, not
just
telling
like keeping
people.
It to yourself and being like, all right, see you guys later. I'm out.
Yeah, like a well-written
note. We live in an era where that's pretty uncommon. Everybody's just got to tell everybody everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's foreign that they're not going to post it. They're not going to tell fucking all our followers every little last detail of their life.
Yeah. What a Patreon show.
Poof, oh, the cancer countdown. Yeah. There goes Bri.
The Chemo Chronicles. Only at the $10 tier.
Yeah, $10. Get that, man. Shit's probably expensive. I saw an article in the paper the other day about a lady who was treated for a year for cancer, and then it turned out the doctor fucked up. She never had cancer at all. So
oh
she was going through
God.
Chemo and radiation and all that shit for no reason. Lost her hair.
The doctor wasn't just like, good news, you beat it.
Yeah, well, I'm a great doctor.
He was wearing his Hawaiian shirt, listening to the fucking, I was made for loving you.
You beat cancer, girl.
I did wonder also.
I cured it. Yeah, if not for me, you'd still have it.
Yeah. You tell your friends about
That's
me.
That's the story to tell people.
I did think I was thinking about like – because I couldn't remember something the other day. Like as I get older, I find things don't like – you know, like names of movies or names of people. They don't leap back to me like they used to.
Sure.
And I don't know if it's from years of drug abuse or it's just getting older or whatever.
A little column A, a little column B.
But I did think like in a position where you meet so many people.
Yeah.
It's not possible to remember everybody's name.
Oh, I'm terrible at it.
So I'm bad at it too. Mike used to remind me all the time when we went to cons. He'd be like, that's this person, that's this person.
Oh, yeah.
Because I could never remember their names.
Yeah.
If you can get rid of all that awkwardness re-meeting them and be like, I'm sorry, what's your name again? I don't want a lot of people to know, but I'm suffering from pre-senile dementia and I have a hard time remembering.
Yeah.
And that way you can get out of it every single time. Nobody's going to hold your feet to the fire.
Nobody is, but I also, like, I've gotten in the habit of being like, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Oh, yeah, okay.
And just, yeah, what are you going to do?
So you don't want to go through this ruse?
I don't want to go through the ruse. I don't think people care. I don't think people get insulted.
No. It's
I
tough.
Told you that what I was going to do, I had like drafted an email that I was going to send to AMC if we got picked up for that season mm-hmm. where that like I had just found out that I had been diagnosed and I'm on the spectrum and I can no longer attend the con at the end of the the New York Comic Con.
Oh, the New York Comic Con.
Yeah. And I was really, I was like.
How many people with autism were at that con?
I just
loving it.
I didn't want to do it. And, thankfully we got canceled.
Yeah. Wait, we don't have to do it anymore? Yeah. Those were. I thought those were always the kind of the fun times,
Cons.
Yeah, like the cons I thought were no, the, like New York Comic Con. I enjoyed going to New York Comic Con.
No, I hated it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised you hated it. The twins, Abby and what's her name?
Yeah, the conjoined twins.
The conjoined twins. Mm-hmm. One of them got married.
Hey, mazel tov.
I'm sorry, 2 years. They've been married for 2 years. Oh. But one of their husband, Abby, her husband, got hit with a paternity suit 2 years after they married. Now, that's some fucking crazy math, isn't it?
Yeah, wait. Whoa, she really did get married, huh? Look at that. Good for her.
Yeah. And I read an article, too, about all the questions that people ask, like, when you're intimate, like, there's
a million questions.
Yeah. You just want to ask him everything. And the guy.
Is he allowed to, like, caress her face, both faces?
Right.
Or does he have to ignore one of the faces?
Like,
is he allowed to, talk to her during it? Or does he have to can she, engage verbally
or physically? She allowed to give it a little lick?
Well, I mean, who controls the hands, though? Which head?
I don't know.
I thought it was split down the middle.
Is it kind of split down the middle?
Oh, so one has the left side.
That's what I thought.
Oh, wow. But some things you need two hands for, though.
Oh, I think that sister's involved. I don't think there's any way around
really?
It.
It says that they were very, demure about it. They weren't really going into detail.
Well, of course.
I don't want to get into bad taste, but there's a million questions, though. And
yeah.
And mine aren't the raunchy ones. It's just more of
logistics.
Yeah. Just what is appropriate for the husband and the sister who's not married.
Yeah.
The one that's not married yet, does she have to pretend she's asleep or close her eyes? Or it's said that she read
her,
she would read a book.
Do they hood her like a hawk?
That's what they should do. You're right. That's a fucking awesome idea. I would be like, hood me. Yeah. She immediately goes to sleep.
But they could be making – I don't know how they're living.
Yeah.
But they could be making a fortune.
Yeah.
They could have Bill Gates money if they played this right and just kind of did tours and made videos.
Ah. What kind of videos?
Well,
like an OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess.
They would be the most successful.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah. What?
You don't think that's a type?
I think just human curiosity is the type. It's just I'm just curious how this all works.
Yeah. I mean, if they were putting out videos and they wanted everybody to see it, I'd probably have to watch it.
Right?
Are
you the guy that's I have no curiosity about this?
I don't know if I'd search it out, but certainly if a friend was like, hey, you want to check this out? And she held up a phone, I'd be like, I'll see what they're up to. They both got to be involved in it, right? There can't be a hood.
Oh, there's no hood.
Yeah, this situation is so.
You love your sister. You don't.
You don't hood her.
Yeah, but still, though, like let's say, what my luck would be like? I'm a two-headed guy, right? It's me and Bill, my conjoined twin. He's
Bill
gay.
Morgan.
Bill Morgan.
He's Darren. Darren got born conjoined to you.
He's gay and promiscuous. So he's constantly. Yeah. My head's always bouncing around.
Can I just hold your thought? Don't forget it.
All right.
But I do have a question. I think that is a legitimate, and it's not raunchy, and it's not a joke, but the other sister who's not married to the guy, she finds a dude. How does that dude deal with then, when she wants to get busy with her lover,
right?
Now his wife is now partaking, and maybe that is like maybe that's too much for him to deal with.
Which means
he's like, it's cheating. Yeah. You're cheating on me.
He has to be really like liberal. Then he can't be like. He can't be.
You think he married a two-headed woman? I mean, Jesus Christ!
But you know what I'm saying? Like, because if she gets a lover, and it's inevitable, she will. There's that. What's going to happen when she wants to have some time with her man, and he has to leave the room then, and he can't.
Well, maybe the best scenario would be all four of them enjoying life at the same time.
Again, though, like I don't know if I could do that though. My religion forbids me from that.
Yeah, that's true. But your religion also forbids you from wishing O.J. Simpson was in hell. So if you're going to break one, I don't know.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, you got to forgive.
I'm not supposed to.
It's not for you to judge.
No.
No. Don't you? Glass houses and stones? No.
Not even O.J.?
Not even O.J.,
Hitler,
bro. You're
Hitler.
Supposed to love
Hitler.
You're supposed to hate the sin and love the sinner.
I'm supposed to love. I'm not going to say it out because then that'll be a soundbite that I'll live for.
Oh, you better believe it.
But well, I was
technically,
I'm supposed to forgive that shit.
Hate the sin, love the sinner, man. I don't make the rules. These are the rules. You can't just take the good rules of Christmas. Like, you gotta go by the rules. You're supposed to turn the other cheek and forgive and not judge and love.
I want to know everything about the guy. Like, of course you want to know the logistics. The guy who married one of them.
Yeah.
Like, dude, how do you overlook or become attracted to – like, look, most people
– a lot of baggage.
Most people view it as an oddity.
Yes.
You know, it's not normal. It's, you know, a birth defect, obviously. They were able to overcome it and lead a productive life. Good for them.
Yeah.
But as a guy
– I mean, more than a productive life. They have – achieved an incredible amount of things that I'm sure
they became the most important thing a human could become, a television star. You know? So they achieved the highest mountain.
I think there's probably like you think of only the negative, or not the negative, but the seedier side of things. But there's probably things you don't even think about that are like way better though, like. Conversations now can be, you know, you
there's always a third mic.
Yeah, you don't have to carry so much of the conversation. You know, sure. Only two people.
But what if you're living with two fucking women who are angry at you?
They're both pissed.
You're like the Hydra's coming at you now, like fucking bitching about something you did, you know, telling you to take the garbage out. Like,
down.
You didn't put that comic book back on the shelf.
Yeah.
You left it out on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a fucking
sounds like sign. Some real world shit.
Yeah, coming at you.
I
don't think
so. That's exactly it.
It's all I hear.
Don't you agree?
I can't imagine they let shit like that bother them when they have dealt with so much of what they've dealt with. I bet you those trivial things like that.
Yeah.
Don't even register. There's what? No
they're
way
still
they
human.
Can.
They still deal
and
with
still
it.
Women.
I like to believe that at what they have gone through, the life they have led, they are not going to let you know.
They're like looking on the
sunny
side.
You locked the front door last night. That's not going to matter.
I don't know the people. They're just people, dude. Why not?
No way.
Yeah.
No way. I can't imagine that when you finally found your Prince Charming, it's not going to devolve into like silly, meaningless, like little blow ups.
It's got you think that they have a fairy tale life where like no one's ever pissy about anything?
Yeah, but this is a man. I mean, they
like especially if you don't like one of the sisters, like if you don't like the non married sister, if you're like at first you thought she was okay, and then eventually you're like, oh, you know what? She's kind of a bitch. Or she's annoying or she's whatever, but you're stuck with her just like you're stuck with your wife now.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's rough.
This is going to – they're going to come back on TV, right?
They got to. How can they not?
Yeah. They got to. That I might watch.
Oh, fuck
we're gonna
yeah.
Get to the bottom of this.
Definitely.
Well, good for them. I hope they're happy.
Yeah.
And I hope
they
they're
seem
having
to be.
Like a hot
they clapped back at haters.
Did they?
Yeah, when she got married, I guess they hid it from the public for a little while.
Okay.
And then when it came out, I guess there were some people that were like, hey, you shouldn't be married.
Oh, fuck you. Why should they be married? I don't know. Who are you to tell them they should be married?
Who would say that? What kind of fucking evil person would ever say something like that?
I don't know. Check the internet. There's plenty of them. I think we're sitting right next to one of them.
What do you mean? I can find people on the internet that want to tell other people how to live their lives? That seems crazy.
If you look hard enough.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you really search around.
Oh, boy.
How'd you spend your eclipse / earthquake?
Earthquake, I was doing an interview in Manhattan. I didn't even notice it. Didn't notice it. I didn't feel any of the aftershocks. I was a total miss on the earthquake.
Yeah.
I couldn't care less about the sun.
Didn't care about the eclipse.
I looked out the window. It got slightly darker for 5 minutes, and then it came right back, and that was it. There was no darkness. I mean, you guys got the same slice of sun I got, right?
Yeah.
It didn't really get dark during the day.
No, it didn't get dark as I thought it would.
Yeah. It was pretty light at.
And the earthquake, I saw that New York City, like, on the internet and on the news, they're like, New York City had an earthquake. It's like, no, New Jersey had an earthquake. New Jersey. New York felt some of the aftershocks. New York felt some rumbling. Why do they got to take everything from us?
Well,
New York, widely regarded as one of the greatest cities ever.
Sure.
They still got to take our earthquake from us.
Well, they still felt – just because the epicenter was in Jersey doesn't mean that
– they could feel it a little bit, sure. But it's our earthquake. Jersey's earthquake.
Because the New Yorkers are entitled.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they've been told they're the fucking shit forever.
Mm-hmm.
And now
– and we've been told we're shit. So they're like, we'll just take it from them. What are they going
to
do?
And now they're fucking coming – you know, running to Jersey en masse.
Trying to get away.
Trying to get out of that fucking hellhole.
I'm not taking the bait on this one.
That's true. We got another pod to do.
Yeah.
Although, here's my last thing, that handbags are coming into vogue for men.
No.
You're not now allowed to carry around a purse.
Let me see.
Travis Kelce, LeBron James, they're all carrying around these man purses now.
Well, look, man, Indiana Jones carried one of those things around. He just, you know.
Was it like a satchel or was it like a mail carrier bag? Like,
no, it was a gas mask.
Messenger bag.
It was a gas mask bag that he just used to carry shit around.
Oh, okay.
So it was slung low and, you know, and it was kind of to the side. Like, I'm okay with like an Indiana
Jones. I think
Jones
slung low's all right.
But a straight up purse for a man?
Yeah, like this guy is literally carrying, like with his hand, he's carrying a handbag. Yeah, they even show Indiana Jones in this picture.
Do they?
Yeah, there he is right there.
There you go. Oh, see, that to me is like, all right.
Look at the cost of that LeBron bag, $41,000.
No fucking way. I mean, one of the best parts about being a dude is you don't have to carry a fucking bag around.
Yeah, you give it to your girl or your wife or whatever.
Yeah, hold like, hey, my wallet.
This? Yeah, put this in your pocketbook. Put this in your purse.
Yeah, like what are you guys doing? You guys are giving up the fucking perks. I think it looks dumb.
Yeah.
But that could be a generational thing, man. Who am I? You know what I mean?
$41,000. How do you price it at that? Like, how much do you want it to cost, LeBron? I don't know. $41,000?
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Fuck.
Like, is he pricing this shit? Like, he's so rich that he has no, like, context of, like, what things cost.
He probably didn't even pay for it, dude.
How much? Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Probably just give it to him. Yeah, that's pretty. Hey, look, man. It's the same thing with guys wearing skirts. Like, I don't get it. I think you look kind of dumb, but, like, I'm not here to tell you not to do it.
And, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go for it, dude.
Just know. We're laughing at you.
Oh, yeah. We think you look pretty dumb. But, hey, but, like, so what? Like, that's great.
Yeah.
It's like I was going to pick on you for something. You just gave me the dress. Yeah, I support anybody's right to carry a purse and wear a dress. But, man, I'm not going to not think it's dumb.
What do you think, Walt?
Oh, the purses?
No, of the end of the show.
Oh, it's that time already?
Yeah.
How long have we been going?
We got another pod to get on to.
All right. Guess that's it then.
That's it.
Tell them, Steve, Dave.